say up to 20.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, and would you say the days of the week and the months of the year, again, just in the same voice we'll be using?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January.
Okay. You know how these things work. There's a needle here that shows what level your voice is recording.
Right. I have a very high voice.
Once we get it set, I forget about it. Now, the first thing I'd like to do is to get on tape. More about your family. I was interested in Ms. She said the other day, Ms. Forsberg's been here a long time, much longer than I. I came in 1914. So
I was born in 1914.
Well, what she meant, of course, is your family.
Had been here longer. The family came here in 1836 from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
And that's your father or your mother?
That would be my mother's side of the house. And my father's people came in 1828 from Marion County, South Carolina.
And that's 1828.
And, the other ancestors, the branches came along about the same time. My great-great-grandfather built that a home. It's not very far from where I now live, and the property that I live on is still part of the same land that he bought in, I believe it was 1836 or 40 for a dollar an acre.
Right.
Sells for $500 an acre now, going up every day.
And is that your paternal grandparents? Is on your father's side?
That's on my mother's side.
Uh-huh. And they were the Wardlaws?
They were the Gillespies.
Oh,
Gillespie family.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Wardlaws is on my father's side, and they settled in the Durhamville community in 1828, and he later came in and helped lay out the town of Ripley, and he gave land and built the first church, First Methodist Church, same church where it is now, and gave land for schools, and he did a tremendous lot to establish the town of Ripley, which was formed in 1836.
Mm-hmm. And could you tell me something about their, on both sides, their education and what their occupation?
This was all rural, and the occupations were listed in census records as farmers. That means landholders. Now the Wardlaws had a lot of land, and their interest was farming, and they were slave owners. They had a great many slaves, and the family. I was a